ratings lived in the aft and fore sections of the submarine. The Limbitz enlisted crew could be composed of up to 28 sailors. This room was meant for 8, while the torpedo room in the bow accommodated as many as 16 enlisted men. The crew slept in shifts, as normal on vessels. There is a storeroom under the floor of this room. The toilet here was meant for ratings. On his way here from the torpedo room, for example, a sailor had to salute the officers in the mess and the control room and do the same again on his way back, at least 4 times altogether. Commands were issued to the crew from this room. The entire submarine and its combat activities were directed from here as well. Above water, however, the submarine was commanded from the conning tower, located above your head on the outer deck. Underwater, a submarine can still see what is going on above the surface by means of a long tube-like instrument called the periscope. The Limbit had 2 periscopes, one for the commander and the other for anti-aircraft observation. This one surviving here is the commander's periscope. The submarine's kitchen, called the galley, is also located here. As appropriate for an English-built vessel, there are 2 taps on the sink in the galley. In the eventuality of a crash dive, the entire crew had to run to the fore of the submarine in 50 seconds to tilt the bow downwards with their weight. If necessary, they had to do it groping their way in the dark. Meanwhile, the submarine submerged to a depth of about 9 meters.